Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Good morning. Happy Monday, a Steeler Monday, hosting the Giants tonight at Acrisure Stadium on Monday Night Football. Chance for the Steelers to own sole possession of first place in the AFC North. And we'll talk about that in our next hour with our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn. By the end of the week, it's November, and the holidays are right around the corner, too, and a lot of scammers are out there. So we've invited Sammy Noctegal with the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, to join us to talk about some of the things that are going on. Welcome to KDK. Good morning. Sammy, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm well.
All right, let's talk about what's going on, because each week we hear of some new scam, but this one where they're claiming to be from Amazon or Microsoft and contacting people, or people pretend they're a friend or loved one and try to get them to invest. So share with us some of the latest scams going on.
Yeah, so all of these scams, the scams that you just described, we group them all as imposter scams, but they can take on a lot of different forms, these imposter scams. They can pose as a well-known company like Amazon or Microsoft, as you said, or they can pose as a friend or a loved one or someone you know that's trying to help you invest your money. They can also claim that they're from a government agency and say you own fines or taxes, when really they're lying, they're a scammer, you don't know anything. And these scams are very increasingly common. We saw in just the first half of 2024, that's January through June, the FTC got 360,000 reports about imposter scams with over $1.3 billion in reported losses. And we know that's just the tip of the iceberg, because not everyone who experiences one of these scams is going to report it.
Right, because on one level, they're embarrassed that they've been scammed. And I heard somebody I know whose mom received a call. The voice sounded just like a grandson, and on the call expressed that there was this grave danger and needed money immediately, and it ended up draining her savings. This is not extraordinary. These things happen every day, right?
Yeah, we hear this kind of scam happening very frequently. We term them the grandparent scam, because often they're posing as a grandchild, but you know, it could be any friend or family member. And now with artificial intelligence, some may now be able to clone voices, so it can be harder and harder to determine if it's actually that friend or family member calling. You know, the stories can be very elaborate, saying they're in jail and they need bail money, or, you know, they've been in this terrible car accident, things like that. And they also often try to, you know, talk to the person to get them to stay quiet about it, to not, you know, contact their mom or dad or tell anybody, because they want you to stay on the phone, send the money, and then they'll just disappear with it. And you'll be left without any way to really get that back. And then later you might find out, oh, well, my grandchild or my, you know, friend or family, they were never in any danger at all. If I would have taken the time to stop, check on that story, you know, really dive in and see if this person who is calling is actually who they purport to be, that scam could have been avoided.
Well, they're very clever in how they do this, apparently, suggesting that it's life or death in the moment. You got to make a decision now. And maybe we should create some safe words for people. But above and beyond that, what advice do you have for people not to be taken advantage of?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of ways that scams change over time or get a little bit more crafty in certain ways. But a lot of things stay consistent year after year, scam after scam, no matter how they change. And the advice then stays the same. Never move or transfer your money to someone who contacts you unexpectedly. Also, avoid that sense of urgency. They want you to act fast. You know, they're going to give that really emotional story in that grandparent scam scenario. Or if it's an investment scam, you know, they'll say, oh, this is too good of opportunity to pass up. You got to invest now, right? They want you to move fast, so you don't have time to think it through, talk to other people, and check out their story. Also, scammers will give you a specific way to pay or send money. So really be on the lookout. With if they're saying you need to send money through a gift card, wire transfer, a cryptocurrency, or cash, be very wary. Those are signs of the scam. A legitimate business is not going to tell you to pay in those ways. A legitimate government agency is not going to have you send cash in a box or gold bars or something like that. So be mindful of how they're asking you to pay, because a lot of times that is a red flag. That's a scam.
Yeah, and I guess the simple thing is, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true most of the time.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's, yeah, especially with those investment scams, you know, there is no surefire way in investing. So if you're hearing that this is, you know, a lock, that's a scam.
Appreciate the insight. You can always go to FTC to get more information, Federal Trade Commission, and Sammy Noctegal. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.